Early on in the meeting, North Summit resident Al Davis called the crowd to attention and said that instead of public comment, the open house format was just inviting them to look at pretty maps. He called that complete BS, as many in the crowd applauded. Later, he also invited opponents to sign up and organize.
So for all of you who actually oppose this pipeline BS, and it won't be everybody, I get it. Please, we need to get organized. Tesoro is organized. If there's going to be any real opposition to this, we will need to be organized too. They are playing on that game.
Shortly afterward, there was an exchange between Davis and Tesoro spokesperson Cindy Gubler. She said that opponents could certainly get signatures, but she asked that the meeting not get out of hand.
We just don't want things to get carried away here tonight. We want to keep
Well, they're not carried away. You guys have your pitch. We're making our pitch.
I know.
And that should be fair, right? You don't like it. I get it. You're on the Tesoro side. But there's two sides to this argument. There's the people whose property they're going to be destroyed temporarily and in the long term. Midterm, maybe not so much. And you want that to happen? We don't.
And that's fine, but right now we've got a meeting set up where we've tried to organize it as well as possible to have it be productive, and that's the path we want to stay
productive
on.
You got posters. There's no discourse going on.
She also offered to refer Davis to the company's experts in the room for any further information. Later, Davis told us he lives on West Hoytsville Road, about halfway between the Rockport and Echo Reservoirs, and the proposed pipeline would run right through his property.
I received a bunch of communications from a lady whose name I've forgotten, saying we want to survey your land. And then, I was just stonewalling it, basically, because I'm so against this thing. And she finally put a map of where this route that's on the route options, which is only one option, and it goes across our land in a non-existing right-of-way. And I basically told her, I said, hey, look, I don't want your surveyors on my land. If you show up with a court order and a sheriff's deputy to enforce it, well, you can survey. Otherwise, it could get real Western.
He said he'd like more information on Tesoro's financials, and he also mentioned environmental impacts.
Last week's Salt Lake Tribune, weekend Salt Lake Tribune, talked about the infant mortality rate in Vernal is 7x the national average because of all of the VOCs that are in the air from the oil well stuff. We all know that the Salt Lake air pollution is horrible. What I would like to know is, economically, do we need the oil from these oil fields, the heavy paraffin crude? What percent of, income is that? They keep saying, oh, your gas prices are going to go up. I think that's complete BS.
Davis and other residents have talked about people turning up at their door asking to survey their land. Nan Elzinguff said those are her people. She's the project manager for the federal NEPA study process.
The environmental teams are out performing field surveys this summer along the entire route, looking for and mapping wetlands, streams, and water bodies, threatened and endangered species habitat, and cultural resources. So all that information will come back after the field surveys this summer and start to be compiled as part of the environmental impact statement.
So the people knocking on their door saying, can we survey your property?
Yes.
That's you.
That's my teams. Please be nice. They're nice people, and they're really wanting to come out and just see what's there.
Nan Elzinga, who added the draft environmental impact statement on the pipeline, is due by July of 2015. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.